Ah, veuillez bien m'indiquer qui m'a pas compris, qui n'a pas compris ma question en anglais. Il y a 3-4 personnes. Une autre question. Another question. Simply in order to know how much I can cut out from what I wanted to say. How many of you have read at least the Lima speech, which I gave for Bill, which is written and dedicated and meant for Will Kennedy, or the article Alternatives to Schooling, which was written in April 1971 for the purpose of criticizing my book, which had come out in March, which is basically a summary of my book. How many of you have not read either of these two articles? Oh! How many of you have never really tried to read The Schooling Society? Well, to be frank, I mean, otherwise I can't. Yeah. Ah.
There went some of the coffee break.
Hmm?
There went some of the coffee break. Go right ahead. No, proceed. Fine.
Well, it makes it simpler to know. Y gostaria agradecer o andarinho do óbvio a compañía destes anos. I want to recognize myself fully as one of the co-pilgrims of the obvious, as Paolo just has defined us. People who try to state the obvious. Now, what I was invited by Will Kennedy for a session of self-criticism in order, if I rightly understood what I was asked to do, to indicate the degree to which I reject and would like to undo what I wrote 5 years ago. Second, to indicate on which points I believe that I was partially right and had to correct myself partially. Third, to indicate in which relation, in which points on the matter under discussion in the book on education, I have gone further. What I did not understand 5 years ago, Paolo just has brilliantly put into one sentence, if I rightly understood him. Si a educação transforma, é porque mantém o que transforma. If education transforms, it has the power to transform only. It is conceded this power exclusively because it maintains that which it transforms. This I at least had not seen 5 years ago. Therefore, my criticism was primarily oriented towards the tools, the devices by which education was produced, and only in secondary in importance, against the very ideology of education, a commodity produced on the industrial mode of production, which will have to be shared by all equally. Even then, in 1968, if not a friendship, but a close collaboration which had lasted for 10 years and which had enabled me to write the articles collectively,